This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Can you smell what Big Papa Squid is got cooking today? We are back with Tailgate at Home, the Morning Shift Edition 2025. 5 years later, we're firing the smokers back up. I am Big Papa Squid. He's the All-American National Champion. One-time Atlanta Falcon, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And she is our resident vegan, Miss Atlanta Baseball, the founder and leader of Allie's Army, Allie Mack. And there's a dial line thrown in the mix somewhere. And with our forces combined, we are the Morning Shift.
Dang.
Hello, people.
The dial line thrown in the mix, that was the that felt like the comment from a few years back where it's like these the tomato and the salad.
Oh, no.
Dylan just kind of eat the tomato and the salad. This is the way Bo just made him feel. I can see the look on his face. There's a look of disappointment.
I'm just the stuff that people pick out the salad.
Well, hold on, Dylan. Some people love tomatoes or tomatoes, whichever one they say.
I always buy those pre-made kits, and I'm like, I can do without the olives. You know what I mean? Like, I can do without the olives.
Well, Bo, I know we're going to get into exactly what you're cooking later on, but is it a little bit strange to be grilling at 6:04 in the morning?
Yeah. Actually, no.
I live this life.
Allie, as you will get to know as we continue to get at home and I do a longer smoke, I actually, maybe it is because I'm normally firing up the grill around midnight, the smoker, and doing a smoke. So, no, it's not. And I've done it before. When we did at home back in the day, mm-hmm. I would want the meat to be done later in the afternoon, like at night, and so I would fire it up a little bit earlier than this. But I'm normally at 6 in the morning getting up and just checking the meat. Today, I was throwing it on, so.
Gotcha. Well, there's a lot of things to cover. We had a lot of updates since last time we were in this studio, so let's go around the room for those headlines that we're going to talk about today. Mike, what's yours?
Why can't we have nice things, man? You know what? I would have almost rather been swept yesterday than see the injury report that we had coming off that thing. It's just, it's brutal. It's just absolutely brutal. I don't even know what else to say about it.
That's fair. Bo, what's yours?
That was a synopsis, not a headline, and I had the similar headline. Much like Thanos, when asked what winning one of three cost the Braves, Brian Snitker responded with, everything.
Mm. Dylan?
That's actually a really good pull. I'm impressed as an MCU nerd. I like that. Knicks in seven.
Here we Knicks in seven. Go, son. I knew something was coming like that. This guy right here.
Well, we're going to cover, you know, the Georgia kickoff times that have been released at 6:20. Get a check-in on Bo's tailgate at home. Grilling in the 6 a.m. hour. Only on 92.9 The Game is where you're going to find that. We've also got the NBA playoffs, as Dylan alluded to. We're going to get an update on that at 6:40, along with my rookie report later this hour. But we do have to talk about that doubleheader yesterday. Can we just skip the first game? Move on to the second?
No. No, unfortunately not. Yeah, And you know what? And I don't want to skip it, to be honest with you, Allie and Bo. I think you'll probably agree with this. There was a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, you racked up 13 hits. Now, your first extra base hit didn't come, you know, till later in the game. And obviously, you know, that's one of the paralyzing things about that first game. But I don't want to gloss over because I feel like the Braves actually did have good at-bats. It's just it's sick to stomach not only the way they lost but who they lost in the process.
Well, let's talk about the loss first, and we'll get to the what was ultimately lost in this game. Not sure why Ozzie Albies took it on himself to steal there at that moment late in the game in the ninth. But then I thought you had four really good at-bats to follow, you know, like with Ozuna and then Olsen and then Sean Murphy and then Eli White is robbed. I'm sorry, wasn't a strike. Let me tell you something right now. If a guy can't hit the freaking strike zone, you don't get borderline calls. And that wasn't even a borderline call. That was a frame job. And I mean frame as in the catch, you know, the catcher frames that. It's a terrible pitch. It's a terrible called strike. And no, it was not too close to call. When you don't hit the strike zone, you don't get the benefit of the borderline strike. And it, but the problem was for me, it wasn't even borderline. That's the biggest deal. That's the biggest irk I have in that. And I'm not going to whine about it. You had plenty of opportunities to win that game, but that really chaps me.
Well, obviously, it changed the trajectory of that game. We don't know what would have happened if that ball had been called the right way. But, you know, we get gifts on both sides, but it is so extreme when it does just change the outcome like that. It just sits in your stomach. You're like, wait, what? Yeah. How can that be?
I don't know. I have trouble leaning too hard on the missed call. I mean, it's the last pitch of the game. You know what I mean?
And it wasn't even close, though, Mike. I get you're right, but it wasn't even close. How do you
I'm going to agree to disagree, and I know that we don't like when we play devil's advocate, especially when it comes to Philadelphia Phillies, but I'm going to agree to disagree. I don't think it was that far off. You know, and honestly, I saw some screen grabs from, like, the MLB app and things like that that actually also look at the strike zone, and it was like touching the strike zone on those apps. And it's frustrating. I know it's frustrating. I have a hard time coming down to one pitch at the end and be like, well, they screwed us. Like, I also, and this probably isn't a popular opinion with you either, I don't mind the fact that Ozzie Albies stole. He got thrown out on a perfect catch, perfect throw, perfect tag, or else he would have been safe. I love the aggression on the base pass. When you have a team that has 13 hits, but the first extra base one didn't come till what, the freaking eighth inning, I don't mind it. Like, let's get on second, let's stay out of the double play, let's get it to where a single ties things up.
I mind it when it was rogue. I don't like guys going rogue. Not
that he was rogue. That's not
Brian Snitker said he did not call.
Okay, that doesn't mean that Ozzie didn't already have the green light, which he obviously did.
He said he ran on his own. That's going rogue. I'm sorry. That's what it means.
That's not what it means.
That is.
It means I didn't signal it in. It doesn't mean I told him he couldn't do it.
Let me tell you something. That's Brian Snitker saying he went rogue. Brian Snitker is never going to say he did something on his own unless he absolutely did it on his own. I've been around
around Brian Snitker.
He always takes up for his players. I've been around with this team. He always takes up for his players. He said he stole on his own. That means he went rogue.
I think it was a little out of character for Snitker to say that, to come forward and say that.
I mean, that's fair. But, I mean, what are we in? Year seven for Ozzie Albies and Brian Snitker? It's probably a conversation you should have if you're Brian Snitker in that case.
Ozzie has been good the last 15 to 16 games. But, no, don't look. I would take my chances with Riley, Ozuna, Olsen, and then you know, if Murphy gets up there, he did. Like, but you're right. I mean, we're Michael Harris had it in a play that actually was the only reason why they had a chance to win the game at the end with one of the greatest catches you'll ever see, ever.
Yeah.
And then the AJ Smith-Shawver stuff is just icing on the top of. I'm not even mad. I'm just sick to my stomach about him.
Well, it's really upsetting. So if you look back at it, he got hit in the ankle, correct?
Yes.
And then
heel, ankle, somewhere in there. Achilles.
Right. Foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foot. And then he threw another pitch, but it was Spencer Strider that ran over and said something was off.
Yeah.
And they all ran out to the mound, see what's going on. And everybody was like trying to speculate, what did he say, reading his lips. And you could see AJ say, I felt a pop.
I felt a pop.
Ugh.
Yeah. And what I was like, oh, you know, like, did he feel a pop in the ankle? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're watching it going, what just happened right there? Because it all happened, like, within, you know, what, two pitches of each other. And then he says, you know, hey, stay back in the dugout. I'm fine. I can stay in. I can get you one more out. And I'm sitting there going, if you heard a pop in your elbow, that's probably not it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this is a guy that came out, and I think maybe the first inning threw, like, 100. You know, you're like, man, this guy's he's letting it go. And then at the end, like you said, you have the issue, and then all of a sudden it's 94, and you're like, okay, something's off. But, yeah, to have it come out and say, you know, it was an elbow issue, it just makes you sick, to Bo's point.
Well, and everyone's saying today it's probably going to result in Tommy John. We don't have updates on that yet, but he was flying back to Atlanta during that game after he was pulled out.
Well, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but a guy feels a pop in his elbow, normally the next step is Tommy John or the brace surgery, and it just sucks.
Yeah, especially when you hear Brian Snicker say, hey, it doesn't look good.
Right.
You're like,
right,
okay,
right.
Cool.
Well, what really sucks is a guy, a young pitcher who bounced around a couple years ago, came up last year, then had an injury, if I'm not mistaken, went down. We didn't see him the rest of the year, comes in a playoff game, gets shelled. I mean, absolutely shelled in San Diego. And then you don't know what's going to happen. Then he comes out of spring training and he's okay. And he, you know, they send him down to work on some stuff and he comes back and the guy is like, it just boom, the light clicked. And he was having a decent outing again. I mean, you know, that's a tough lineup that Philadelphia throws out there. And now you're just, you're not going to see him for 15 months.
Yeah.
And then you add on that, I mean, this is the second starting pitcher we'll lose for the season.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate. On the other side, I did want to bring this up. Christopher Sanchez was the starting pitcher for the other team in game number one, and we'll obviously get to game number two throughout the show. But did Christopher Sanchez, Bo, is there not a sprinkle of David Price to this guy's game? Like, I'm not saying he pitches at that level or, you know, is going to burn out the way David Price did at any point. But I'm watching his windup, watching his delivery, and he just looks like that young David Price.
Man, I haven't heard.
It had so much promise, you know.
I haven't heard that name.
Yeah.
And David Price, you guys remember, Vanderbilt product?
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't heard that name in a while. I hope that he doesn't, for his sake, not Philadelphia people, but for his sake, I hope that he doesn't.
David Price was like Cy Young-esque for like 3 years, and then he was just gone.
Well, Dontrell Willis is another name that comes to mind.
Oh, man, good pull, yeah.
That just was there and then poof, gone. And I think a lot of people remember the Freak out in San Francisco, but he had a lot longer career than we realized.
I was going to say, he won, what, two or three Cy Youngs?
Yeah, well, his career, it's just that they burn out so quickly.
Yeah, they did.
It feels like. Pitchers are like stars these days, even though, you know, they're shooting stars. We don't realize they've been around for millions of years. They just flame out quickly. And part of it's how hard they throw and they don't pitch anymore. They just throw. And I think the other part is the year-round baseball as kids. I think year-round baseball for young kids is the worst thing in the world. I can't stand travel ball that plays year-round, but that's I'll probably have half the city and country coming after me after that one. But
you'll definitely have half of Cobb County.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, don't forget Emerson.
Yeah.
Georgia now with the facility they got up there. But I just don't think it's great for kids. I really don't.
Yeah. It's definitely a different, unique way of pitching nowadays. It just was not a thing when I was younger. We do have to move on. We come back. We're going to get an update from the grill, see what Bo's got cooking and what method he's using and what utensils he's using along the way for the tailgate at home, obviously, morning shift edition. We're also going to get into this Georgia schedule reveal. I'll tell you what sticks out to me. As 5 kickoff times set for Georgia football yesterday. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 929 game at 6:22 here on the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Dylan hanging out at Kia Studios here in Midtown, and Squid Billy at Casa del Squid out there in the stock. So we'll get updated on the grill situation for him. He's doing tailgate at home today. I've already seen some of the preparation pictures. We'll get into that in just a minute. I want to know the methods that's going on out there with Squid and what exactly we do have on the grill. So we'll try to keep pictures posted of that all morning. I know that Bo's going to put some out. We'll you know, repost those on the 929 Morning Shift Twitter account. You know, not only did you have A.J. Smith-Shawver go down yesterday, guys, you also had Nick Allen get hit by a pitch. Stuart Fairchild dislocates a finger. I think A.J. Smith-Shawver obviously is the big name when it comes to that, but let's not act like if you're missing Nick Allen for any significant amount of time that it's not going to be a significant issue. It sucks all the way around. And all three of those guys bring something unique. You also have the fact that, you know, what has it been, just a few days since Orlando Arcia ended up in Colorado. That whole thing makes you sick to your stomach. But you did get 13 hits in game number one, and then you hit a couple taters in game number two. And I can't help but say this, and I think you guys will both agree. I can count on one hand the amount of times that I've been comfortable watching a Braves game this year, and right. Game number two was in that category. Yeah. Like, I was like, wow, this is nice.
It was. At one moment, I was like, you know what? I can start getting ready for bed.
Yeah, exactly.
I know how this is going to go.
I did. My wife and I, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but we ended up watching like a docuseries last night, you know, after the Braves game was over. I was like, man, I feel really calm tonight. Like, this is kind of cool.
Did you watch Darren Hart, Doc?
No, did not.
No, I haven't started that yet either, apparently. It's really good. Yeah, it was nice. I was sitting at Cancun's and I had the TV. I was looking at it. I kept watching it and I kept looking over and I looked back and I started eating and I got a notification and it says Grant McCauley has mentioned you on Twitter.
That's always because, a great feeling, isn't
because
it?
Because every time Ozzie does anything right
in
now,
my heart
Grant
sank.
Mentions me. But funny, he didn't tweet me when he got caught stealing in the first game. suddenly is, you know, Johnny come lately when he hits a home run. And then Austin Riley hit a freaking, I mean, that's a yickety of yicketies right there.
Him and Schwarber had about 1,000 feet worth of home runs, it felt like, yesterday.
Boy, Schwarber is like the epitome of a one-trick pony.
He really is. He really is.
Guy's hitting like 250.
He's in a contract year, too, and he's probably about to get paid.
He's kind of like what – he's kind of like a weird DH kind of guy because I think of like a DH being a guy that can get on it whenever, but then again, he's the other version. He's the guy that's like, I'm just going to come up and hit a blast every like 10th at bat.
Well, and the guy we haven't talked about yet, because, you know, we've talked about the injuries and things that were going on. Of course, they had a win last night. But Chris Sale, he is the fastest pitcher to reach 2,500 strikeouts. That is huge.
It is huge. And when you hear the name that he actually beat out, which was Randy Johnson, he's always had kind of shades of Randy Johnson with some, kind of that side, you know, that lefty, that long wind up and delivery and everything else going on with that. You know, he's probably going to be, this was mentioned a couple times last night, I think Zach Wheeler, who, by the way, asked to be the nighttime starter yesterday and then ends up getting hit off the mound, which was awesome. But I think that he was in line probably to be the pitcher of the month for the National League. It looks like it's going to be Chris Sale now when you start putting the numbers up against each other. Shout out to the Braves lineup for finally helping out Chris Sale in more than one category when you look at that situation. But he's been incredible, and he's definitely back to doing Chris Sale things.
Yeah, the no pitcher with 230-plus career starts has struck out more than 30% of the batters they faced, except Chris Sale. And I might have added an extra letter or two to that word for Allie. But,
or taken a few away.
That's crazy, right? That is absolutely crazy. And you could – like somebody had dugout footage of Sale before he went up on the mound.
Yeah.
And he was hyped. And – I think Grant had the stat. There's a stat that Grant had about Wheeler and his starts against the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they have owned him. And here it was Justin Toscano. I think Grant retweeted the Braves have 11 runs off Zach Wheeler in two games this season. He's only allowed 14 combined in his other 10 starts.
That's insane.
So, hey, I mean. He might be a Georgia boy. He's a Paulden kid, I should say. But they don't treat him kindly.
No. And the bats were definitely alive in that second game. I mean, Austin Riley had a double, homer, four RBIs. Ozzie Albies, as you know, Bo, he homered, drove in three. Luke Williams had a pair of RBIs. I mean, it was just one of those games where you're like, let's go, guys.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
And what's crazy is you had 8 hits in this game and 9 runs. In the earlier game, you had 13 hits.
Yeah.
And it's like you couldn't play to anybody. And again, that's one of the reasons I didn't have any problem with Albies attempting a stolen base in the ninth inning. It's like I think that that's what you need, especially when you're in the leadoff role the way he was in game one. So it is what it is for me on a lot of that note. Before we get to the Georgia schedule stuff, Bo, tell us what you've got cooking for tailgate at home because I think this is an interesting meal prep you've got going on right now.
Yeah, and it's funny because when I went to the store yesterday, I found my meat for next week too.
Okay,
nice.
I've already got that planned out, but that's a next week thing. I did I did a pork butt last week, and when I was looking at some stuff, I saw the pork shoulder steaks, which is literally you just cut steaks out of the pork butt, right?
Yeah,
and I got to thinking and talking with my neighbor Bristow. And we were talking about, hey, you know what? Like, he was like, man, you can. I used to smoke those, and then I would sear them like a steak. And I was like, I've never seared them before like that. So I threw 4 pork shoulder steaks on the smoker. I'm gonna smoke them for 3 to 4 hours, and then I'm going to let them cool for a few minutes, and I'm going to throw them on either back on the Traeger or the Blackstone. I haven't figured out yet which one I want to do and kind of get a little char, a little sear to them. The method that I was reading about is like, hey, cook them for 2 hours, pull them, then braise them for 2 hours on the smoker. I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to cook them like I would a regular butt and do a little bit of a – I can't believe it's not butter spray on them.
Okay.
And
all right.
right, and Fabio. Get them to the.
Come on.
Well, that's what I do for my. That's what I do for my pork butts, and then I'm gonna throw them on and sear them then, and let them get to about 200, then sear them. That's just kind of I wanna switch it up. But look, I use Baron Burton's W sauce as my binder. I use two different rubs, one of which was my rub that I make on my own at home, and the other was a Meat Church one. So, trying a few things out. I think I'm gonna do it like an odd breakfast where I'm gonna do some scrambled eggs later as well, and maybe some. I bought a little can of biscuits as well. I'm probably gonna make probably around 10 o'clock this morning.
And then you're gonna sleep the rest of the day.
I was gonna say, then you're gonna get the itis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am definitely going to take a big nap, and I got to get to the gym at some point. You know, it's arm day for the weekend. So
you're going
to
take what we used to call a slaw in training camp, which just is an acronym for sleep long and well. You're going to get a slaw in there.
I like that.
Man, I tell you, to use your slaw acronym, that itis sleep hits different, man.
And you know what? If he's going to go, now that he's a dad, he's going to go full dad mode. He's going to cross the fingers on the belly, going to lean back. Yep. In the chair,
eyes
with the fingers on the belly, and then my eyes are going to start rolling.
So, eyes are slowly going to start
just
fluttering.
Snoring, sitting straight up.
Dude, I've been snoring, sitting straight up for a lot longer than I have been a dad.
All right, man, let's get into some of this Georgia schedule stuff that came out. 5 kickoff times announced yesterday for the non-conference slate for the Georgia Bulldogs and conference slate, obviously, with the Georgia and Florida game time being announced. The SEC opener for them at Tennessee. The Austin Peay time, the Marshall, and the Mercedes-Benz game against Georgia Tech. All of them come out yesterday in their 3:30 games. Like, that's what time Georgia will be playing this year.
Okay.
Right? They're all 3:30 games when you look at this. One of the things that did stick out to me, it looks like you're going to have the Austin Peay game on September 6th. That's going to be an ESPN Plus game, which, let's just talk about it the way it is. Get your streaming packages right. That's just where we're at in society these days, especially when you want to watch NFL or big-time college football. You also got the 3:30 Black Friday game against Georgia Tech, which I think is relatively interesting when you look at the lineup that you have on Black Friday these days. So anything stick out to you guys as far as these game times being announced yesterday? I think they're all I'm starting to get excited. I don't know that any of these game times actually mean anything to me, like I said, other than the ESPN Plus announcement.
Well, I'm more so curious about the start times in your perspective, Mike. I mean, when did you prefer kickoff to happen when you were playing?
You know what? It honestly depended on where we were. I like to play in nighttime in Death Valley, although, the 3:30 game when you end up, the sun ends up going down, which was always a really, really cool deal. We played Auburn. I preferred night games. I like the nighttime Iron Bowl, which doesn't happen that often. I liked primetime games. There was always a downside, though, because you just sit around the hotel and you sleep.
Wait,
You know what I mean? You're like, golly, this is taking forever. But you also, and I was a fan of college football, I also get to watch college football all day. You know what I mean? You get to kind of plug into some of those things, which we never – when I was with the Falcons, we'd get to the stadium. And, Bo, this, traveling with those guys. We get to the stadium like 5 hours early. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, oh, we're going to get there, hot tub, whatever else needs to be done. With Nick Saban, it was like you got there like, I want to say like 110 minutes before kickoff. Like, you were just like, all right, you better get everything done right now. Like, go, get it done. So – I don't know. There's ups and downs to each of them. As long as you're not playing at 11 a.m., which is what it was central time for those noon games, no thank you. Like, that's what sucks.
The night games on the road are the worst because you sit in a hotel. And, I mean, look, I know, Mike, you can talk about you got to stay in a hotel when you're home games too.
Yes.
That's a thing people don't ever think about. They're like, oh, you get to sleep in your own bed. No, you really don't. No,
that's not a thing.
But the reality is it sucks because you're there all day and you do take the bus, you're at the stadium. Man, there's nothing worse than being in an empty stadium before a game, like 4 hours. I've been there, and to your point. I would tell you, though, when I saw they're all 3:30 games, to me, as an old-school college football fan, 3:30 game is like the prime time slot for a college football game. I know we can sit here and say, well, the 8 o'clock game, that's great. That's kind of a new thing, okay? Like, the 8 o'clock game is this big deal on national TV. When I was growing up, that 3:30 kickoff was it, dude.
Yeah.
And I feel like the 3:30 kickoff is still where a lot of networks put their biggest teams or their biggest brand, I should say. How many times have we seen Alabama play at 3:30 on CBS in the last 15 years?
Mm. crap ton. You just had to pick 15 years, right? You just had to. Just cut me out of that equation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no. Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Mike, someone had to start the trend.
You know what, though? I will say this. To Allie's question, if it's a neutral site game, definitely 3:30.
Yeah.
And a couple of these, obviously, with the Mercedes-Benz and Jacksonville being on the slate for Georgia, neutral site games, 3:30 all freaking day.
I'll tell you what stood out to me, though, is another, not Georgia, but Florida is playing at LSU on the 13th of September.
Oof.
Death Valley, 7:30.
Ooh.
Now, look at what the powers that be did. The next 2 weeks, well, they play at Miami. That's on the 20th. They haven't announced the time yet because they want to see if Florida wins.
Oh, for sure. There's no
doubt
about it.
And then they're off, and then they have Texas comes to Gainesville, also haven't announced the time for that either. And they want to see how things play out before they give you too many games, which is interesting. They didn't even give you a time yet for Florida State, Florida.
Yeah. We'll see how it all plays out. Obviously, Georgia fans, if you want to let us know, 3:30 games, which start time do you prefer, you can hit us up at 929 Morning Shift. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll get the front page. We did not get any finality in the Eastern Conference Finals last night. That series will move on. We'll talk about that. We also, the reviews are in. Everybody's favorite segment. We got an Allie's Mac drop.
Yes, and it's going to be a rookie report today. We have another pronunciation conundrum, and honestly, we might need the listeners' help because I'm not sure if this person is saying a certain city wrong or not.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting tired of being targeted.
Stick with us. It's the Morning Show, Sports Radio, 929 a game. Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's Radio 92.9, The Game. Oh, Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Dylan hanging out with you Here having a good time, man. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. It is Friday, like Dylan likes to call it, man. Did you do a Grill and Dylan this morning? I was like, man, that's going to go.
Right. I surely did.
I was going to say, that's going to go right on board with the fact that Bo's doing tailgate at home. Grill and Dylan.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Very on theme today.
Coming up at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock, we'll get into more of the Atlanta Braves doubleheader yesterday. They split with the Philadelphia Phillies, the A.J. Smith-Shawver news. Also, look, this topic could end up straight up embarrassing Allie. I don't want to put it out too much, but she's got a situation going on where she seems to be at odds with some people she probably should be friends with.
I know.
In my opinion. So we'll get into that coming up at 7 o'clock. I do right real quick before we get to front page. Last night I was watching a docuseries.
Okay.
Me and the wife, Thursday night just seems to be our night where we can actually like hang out, even though she's in summer now. So she's probably not going to work today, but we watched I think it's Sherry Papini is her name.
Mm-hmm.
She's a blonde wife that essentially went missing in California for like 3 weeks and told everybody that like two Spanish women took her in a van.
Kidnapped her?
Right. And then it comes to find out that she was like with her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
But she's on this documentary and she's like, I was really abducted. I was just abducted by my ex-boyfriend. I don't know why anybody doesn't believe me. I just didn't
wow.
want to, yeah. I don't know why anybody doesn't believe me. I just didn't want to admit to my husband that I'd been cheating on him. But yeah, I mean, and she did, like, she looked like she had the crap beat out of her. She actually got branded. Like, the ex-boyfriend branded her, but he's interviewing going, yeah, she just told me to, and I went and bought this thing from Hobby Lobby.
Oh, man.
What? I'm like, you're a psychopath, dude.
I have a strong theory that we're having so many of these weird docu-series because we don't have Jerry Springer anymore for people to get that out. Like, we need a different avenue. Yeah, we don't have that anymore.
Yeah, it's...
The survey is to say you are not the father.
Yeah.
It was just crazy, man.
You know what? They're doing that on judge shows, though, now.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
Judge shows.
Yes, somebody posted, I don't know what her name is. It was a female judge, and she had like a bunch of clips of her, and she would then like the parents that celebrated that if the person was or wasn't the dad, she scolded a couple of them. It was kind of interesting. Dude, my algorithm is so screwed on Twitter. You know what started popping up on my Twitter feed? It was those. And they're all like four or five parts, like the cop videos where people get arrested or they act crazy.
Yeah, the body cam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm just like, dude, how do I clear this?
Yeah,
I just want to say, Allie Mack, you are so spot on about us needing to bring Jerry Springer back for a couple of reasons. One, so like you said, they could get that animosity, they can fight out, because on Jerry Springer, they let you duke it out a little bit. Now, they wouldn't let you go for, you know, 9 rounds, but they let you throw a couple of haymakers in there.
Yeah.
And then, too, at the end of Jerry Springer, I remember when, like, the people in the crowd would get to roast everybody that was a part of it.
Yeah.
Some people just need that embarrassment. They're like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I need to get my life together.
Dylan, the problem was it became so scripted.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's true. That's
they ran out of, like, crazy people at one point. They're like, all right, we need to hire some actors here.
But don't you love at the end that Jerry Springer would get all pious and have his final thought?
Yeah.
He's like, just love one
another.
Oh, thank
you, Jerry. You know what I mean? It's like watching Howard Stern give you relationship advice. You're like, all right,
Howard
cool.
Stern giving you any type of advice.
Exactly. I mean, how does this guy stay out of freaking prison his whole life? Anyways.
I ain't going to go down that road. Mr. Self-Righteous himself all of a sudden. But you know Jerry Springer was a mayor?
Yeah.
He was like the mayor of Cincinnati or some city in Ohio.
Good for him,
that was the best part. He would his heartfelt little message of how you can better yourself. I'm like, dude, get off my TV screen.
I will say, Sherry Papini, if any of y'all have seen that, man, it is like she's just straight up. It's like, have you guys never lied to anybody? And it's like, dude, you lied to federal prosecutor. Like, what are you talking about? You lied about being kidnapped for 3 weeks. For God's sakes. They did a balloon release. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you know that Sherry Papini is Keith Papini's ex-wife, apparently.
That's his name, poor guy. He didn't want to be a part of the documentary.
Dude, I thought she...
And I will have to know what streamer you got that from.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
I want to watch
it. It's a
it.
Four-part docuseries. Yeah, I don't know. It was on Max, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. I'll have to check
know.
It out.
I'll let you know.
Well, we have to check in on the Eastern Conference because it's not quite over yet. Knicks beat the Pacers last night. Jalen Brunson scored 32 points. Karl Anthony Towns added 24 points, 13 rebounds. Final score was 111-94. Series stands with Pacers leading 3-2. So game 6 is going to head back to Indiana. But do you think when it was becoming apparent that the Pacers weren't going to win, security was like, Where's John Halliburton? Let's get eyes on him.
No, it's the opposite. When he does, when they do win, that's when you got to watch him. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. That guy's a whatever. Josh Hart comes off the bench. He had 34 minutes off the bench and 12 points. And that's a good contribution for them off the bench. All their guys that came off the bench but one score, which was DeLon Wright, scored. I heard Sam Mitchell yesterday, who played in the league for years, coached in the league, is part of the 1999 The Game family, worked here at one point in time, and he was on with Dukes and Bell. And at the very end of the interview, he said something that I loved. And he was like, it's time. It is small market finals time. He says, if we're going to get mad, if these small market teams aren't going to make it, then why do we have them in cities? And I agree so much with him on that. I hope that the Pacers go back home, they get it done on their home court, and then we see Indiana versus OKC, because that is the finals that I want. I don't care about the ratings. I don't work in the NBA front office.
Well, the Pacers, to get that done, Bo, they're going to need more than three guys to be in double figures. So, I mean, that was really the story last night. I mean, everybody pretty much wet the bed. Even Pascal Siakam, who was one of those guys that got into double figures, to his standards, he did not have a good night. 5 of 13 from the field, only hit 1-3. I mean, the only guy that didn't wet the bed for the Pacers last night was Benedict Mathurin, and good on him for putting back-to-back good performances together, because he had been inconsistent throughout this series. This was the real first, I think, since this postseason started, the real first game that Tyrese Halliburton has kind of fallen off. He has had the track record of being inconsistent at times during the regular season, but he's been pretty consistent during the postseason. This was that first game, so it's going to be interesting to see how he bounces back in Game 6. But I'm with you. I think him and the Pacers, there's no way they can play as bad as they did last night, so I think they'll finish the job on Saturday, tomorrow.
Dylan, further your point even more, because you're spot on. Two of those three guys can't be your bench players.
Right.
Two of your three guys in double digits can't come from the bench. You can't have your entire starting lineup in the negative point minus differential if you believe in that stat.
Absolutely. I mean, that stat has its, you know, ups and downs, but still, I mean, the numbers aren't lying on this one. I mean, everybody just clunkers last night, but I don't expect Indiana to play that bad again.
Yeah, real quick before we get to Allie's Mac drop, and speaking of which, the Knicks Pacers face off again tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. That'll be on TNT. Mike Leach will now be eligible for the College Football Hall of Fame. The National Football Foundation announced adjustment to eligibility criteria on Thursday. They've lowered the winning percentage necessary from 60% to 59.5%, which opens up for him. Also, Rich Rodriguez is at that point right now. I don't know why there's a 60% in the first place. And I think that was my initial reaction. It's like, I don't like when we move around criteria to make certain things fit. This looks like this was pushed forward by a lot of the American Football Coaches Association people that are involved. Mike Leach changed the game in so many different ways, but it is what it is, man. It just, hopefully he gets his rightful place in the Hall of Fame. I don't know why this was a thing from the get-go. Like, why are we talking about winning percentages? If they were a great coach, they were a great coach and affected people in the right way.
I hate this on so many levels. For one, Mike Leach's contribution to the game was more than a winning percentage. And so he should have been in no matter what. I agree with you about great coaches should be in winning percentage. I think part of being a great coach is a winning percentage. I just don't think we should have moved it to 59.5.
I agree.
I think Mike, just don't you agree that they should have the powers that be should have had, hey, you know what? We can bypass this. We can vote. Why are we voting to change a rule to allow it? And we could just say, he deserves to be in. He's going to be in.
That's my point. Let's just get rid of it. Why is there a percentage anyways? Like, let's just get rid of it. You not everybody. And I think it was, Sonny Dykes or Rich Rodriguez or somebody that was, talked to about this yesterday. He's like, why? Like, not everybody coaches at Texas or Notre Dame. Like, let's get rid of it. You know what I mean? Some people have to fight and scrap their way through some of the lower levels before, they find themselves in 10 years into coaching. So it is what it is, man. I'm agreeing with you. I just get rid of it. I don't even know why we're having this conversation.
Agreed.
Anyways, hey, this ought to be interesting. Allie's rookie report. Let's hit it.
Yes, it's Friday, which means it's time for another rookie report. Tuesday was actually 1 month that I've now been on air with you guys. I mean, that's it's gone by so fast.
Yes.
But I've learned
We've enjoyed
so much.
Every minute of it. We've enjoyed every minute of it.
I have some notes, and I think it's so adorable, guys, that we have all synced up our potty breaks.
Oh, God.
Yesterday, we all trucked it to the bathroom at the exact same time.
That's so true, dude.
That's true. That's also the cleaning staff's doing.
I know. Yeah. I know. So, it's relatively halfway through the show.
Well, we had to wait until like after the wake-up call. So if we sounded urgent on the phone with you yesterday, you know we were waiting to run to the potty.
Cut him short. Cut it. Cut the line. We all got to go.
I've also observed that, Bo, you are extremely self-conscious about how a hat fits.
Oh.
What was going on with your hat the other day? Because we were dead in the middle of a conversation. You just stopped in the middle of your sentence. You go, are you looking at my hat? My hat look funny?
Well, it just turns out we're looking at your face while we talk to you. I don't know.
So Mike has a huge head, and he can't wear many hats. He has a special order his. I have a tiny head, and I have to almost try on every hat and get a report from someone that's with me to make sure that I like it. I've bought hats that I don't like the way they fit, and they just sit in my house. So I had all – to make this quick, when Mike went to Charlotte, our buddy Doug went with him, trip two. Mm-hmm. Doug went to Penske Auto Race, and he got me a Ryan Blaney hat. And I had never worn the hat. I wanted to wear it. You know, you want to wear your new hat. And I was getting the feels of it, and I didn't know if it fit right. So I was just getting an outsider's opinion.
You want to talk about opposite problems? Like, I couldn't fit another thread of hair in most of the hats that I own. This man can fit both index fingers up near his temples. You know what I mean?
So. Allie, the first year we worked together, I'd walk in with a new hat, might be like, the hat's tight. Here, try it on. It won't fit me. Just try it on. It's not going to fit me. Just try it on. And then he would like put it on, like, and it would look like a yarmulke on him.
Aww.
And then he would take it off.
Nailed one of his insecurities there.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. So, Mike, this might have to be a Twitter debate because I've been hearing you say something for a few weeks now.
Okay.
And I lived in this city for 6 months.
Okay.
And maybe I just didn't say it correctly.
All right.
How do you say that city in Alabama that's down south? Close to Pensacola.
Yeah, Mobile.
Say it again?
Mobile.
Okay. I'm hearing M-O-B-I-L-L.
Yeah, Mobile.
Isn't it Mobile?
M-O-B-I-L-L. Yes, Mobile.
Bo, what would you say?
This says M-O-B-E-E-L.
Mobile?
Mobile. Right, Mobile.
Yes.
Yeah, I would also say Mobile.
Mobile.
Yeah, Mobile.
But you are from the panhandle, so I don't know if you know better.
You know what? I actually have a lot of friends down at Mobile. I will ask them, but that's just always the way I've said it. I don't know. You know what's funny? When you talk to Google Maps, it's mobile.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, y'all make fun of the way I talk. Google Maps is always off.
Listen, and I'm young enough to remember when mobile phones was just becoming a thing. So it was like, there's mobile phones.
Did they come from Mobile, Alabama?
Mobile phones.
Good point, though.
Let me tell you something. Allie's a word snob. That's my veteran report.
Hey, I told the youth last week, quit coming up with new words for things we already knew existed. Yeah. Word snob. Get out of here, dude.
Exactly. Another observation I have made in my time here with the morning shift is that Dylan can be a support system until he needs to get to work, and he's just going to run off and leave you in your feels.
Wow.
With Simone's
what
TikTok
happened?
Hack. No, with Simone's TikTok. He dropped her off at the airport.
Oh,
was like, I got to go.
I wish I could have stayed longer. I couldn't. I got to get to work, man.
I thought you were going to tell me there was a situation where he was hometown take and just left you in the parking deck. I was like, I got to go. I got to go. I'm live.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt that would happen.
Duct tape.
Because it ain't go by itself. Somebody's got to do it.
Good stuff.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, one more. Let's
knock it
out.
Let's do it.
All right. So I realized yesterday that I've, judged your milligram limit, Mike, for quite some time.
Okay.
Because it was the first time you brought it up. I had a second coffee at NASCAR while you're chugging beers. And you're like, you're drinking two coffees?
Yeah.
What's your milligram limit?
Man.
Well, yesterday I had coffee with a girlfriend after the show. And felt cracked out.
I was going to say.
The rest of the
you
day.
You got to be careful.
Like those cartoons where your blood vessels, the eyes, the show the blood vessels. That is how I felt yesterday. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to you.
Listen, man, everybody has to draw a hard line somewhere, okay? And mine just happens to be my milligram caffeine limit. Sometimes I do require a second cup later in the day to make it through with the kids. But, yeah, when it comes to this show and drink it throughout the morning, I'm not – I can't do it.
Gotta
Rob
it.
Tribble will come in here and have a cup of coffee every 20 minutes. I'm like, I don't even know how you do that. Like, how are you even surviving?
Well, Tribble's a special breed.
All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Atlanta Braves doubleheader that was yesterday, the highs and the lows, and obviously some pretty low lows, but obviously you come up with a win in game two last night. We'll break that all down. Also, Allie, that look, we're starting to find cracks in the foundation. We all love Allie. She's been awesome. But I'm starting to have some concerns about some deeper issues. He's having a little bit of a feud. All right, so we're gonna break that book open here coming up on the other side. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.